Featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Lalejandra and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, contains the pairing of Ryan Ross, Spencer Smith, and takes place post-split. Of a Twitter conversation that I had on 11-11-11 with some people. This is the fucking problem with Twitter. If you don't, like, practically screen cap every single post, there's just no way to go back through and find what you want. Fuck. Anyway, we were talking about how Spencer had done some interview recently in which he'd said his favorite book is The Stranger by Camus. And wouldn't it be hilarious and amazing if Spencer was, like, busy getting multiple college degrees on the bus, and then writing really amazing articles about his specialty and publishing, and then, if anyone asks, he just says, come on, how likely do you think that is? And then someone runs into Spencer slash the band somewhere totally random. It is an older person who is like, oh, Spencer Smith! And the band teases Spencer. But then the person comes and starts talking to Spencer in French, and everyone is like, huh? Probably at some point they switch to German. Spencer waves his hand at the band and says, you guys go ahead. But no one wants to move from listening to Spencer talk to this dude in three different languages. Like, there is this whole part of Spencer's life, full of stuff that's important to him, that he's been keeping a secret. Brendan would be most hurt, because probably at some point Spencer was like, dude, college is not important. And now it turns out that the whole time, Spencer had actually been going to college. Plus, maybe there is some angst, like Spencer being all, I needed a backup plan. You're a hot fucking rock star. But Brendan would be all, how could you ever think I'd do anything without you? And Spencer would snap, yeah. I didn't think Ryan would leave either. Then he'd stomp off to be sad and alone. Oh yes, and duh, Brendan. When you graduated early, etc., you needed support. Not me being all, college is important. Well, obviously it's down to Brendan to fix, because he hadn't realized how insecure Spencer felt about him. So Brendan first of all goes to Spencer and is like, I love you and want you to be happy, and I don't want to make music without you, you idiot. And I am not Ryan, and this won't change. And then maybe they do a Blood Brothers ceremony. At some point, Brendan is like, did you ever do this with Ryan? And Spencer hesitates and finally says, no, that they had done something else. And Brendan finally gets it out that maybe Spencer and Ryan had done a commitment ceremony when they were like 12. Spencer knew it didn't count, okay? But he thought, maybe, eventually. Brendan's eyes get wider and wider until he's finally like, OMG, so Ryan didn't just leave, he left you. Later, Spencer gets his PhD and sends Ryan an invitation to see him walk. Ryan is like, should I go? Life is hard. But he goes anyway, and he goes incognito. But he's Ryan Ross, which sometimes I guess he doesn't remember. So he's in a pinstriped suit with a dapper hat and sunglasses. Ginger makes him sit with her and Jeff, No twins. They are off leading their own lives. And Brendan. And Brendan is like, fuck you, ugh. Ryan is all, wait, what did I do this time? Brendan's like, give me a break. I might have been out of the loop in 2009, but now I know, okay? Ryan is totally bewildered. What do you know? But Brendan is ignoring him and makes Ginger and Jeff sit between them. And Ryan is trying to think back about what he maybe did. But, okay, honestly, he went through a period of being an intense asshole. So, really, it could have been anything. Anything at all that happened in 2009. Or 2008. Or any time before now. It could be anything. Fuck! But then Spencer is walking, and they're cheering. And Ryan is really good at pretending shit doesn't matter, okay? He's great at it. And he's pretending now that it doesn't bother him. That maybe Spencer could have done this so long ago. If only Ryan hadn't hijacked him to be in panic and abandoned him to Brendan's tender mercies. But whatever, right? Anyway, now Spencer and Brendan can be together and make music together and adopt Cambodian babies together. And Spencer is getting this amazing degree and is so smart. And Ryan is just happy for him, which is why he's crying. Luckily, Ginger has tissues because Jeff always cries at these things. So Ryan is fooling everyone else, but not himself. He's not dumb, okay? He knows he's never going to find anyone else like Spencer. But what was he supposed to do? So now he's gonna fake it through this and not even ignore Brendan, and then he'll go back to LA and wallow for a while. But they go out for supper with Ginger and Jeff, and Ryan goes to the bathroom, and Brendan corners him and is mean to him. Maybe says something like, fuck Ross, at least pretend to be a human being for tonight. And Ryan snaps, that's what I'm doing, you asshole! Do you think this is easy? Brendan snorts, but doesn't even bother to shake Ryan or anything, just goes back out, and Ryan follows. Then Brendan starts talking about Sarah, and Ryan is like, wait, what? Sarah, what? Engaged, what? And Spencer looks so happy. Like, Brendan getting married and having kids and all that stuff is exactly what he wants for Brendan, but what about their Cambodian babies? Aren't they living together? Aren't they in love? Isn't that what happened? Ryan, being Ryan, says tactlessly, wait, when did you and Spencer break up? Spencer wrinkles his nose and says, ugh, gross. And then there's a funny back and forth between Spencer and Brendan about Brendan's hot bod and how everyone wants a piece of it, etc. And Spencer's like, seriously, we were never together. That would be like boning your mom. And Brendan's like, I boned your mom. And then blushes because Ginger is right there. And she's laughing her ass off, luckily. And Jeff clearly thinks it's hilarious, too. And Spencer just rolls his eyes. Ryan just stares down at his plate. When he feels someone nudge his foot, he looks up, and Spencer is staring at him. Steady blue eyes, more freckles than Ryan remembers. But otherwise, he is the same guy Ryan has loved for his whole life, since before he can remember time beginning. Spencer doesn't raise his eyebrows, or whisper anything, or move at all. Just keeps staring until Ryan blushes and looks away. For some reason, Ryan is suddenly reminded of when they were 12 years old. Before Ryan realized that Spencer was going to have so much more in his life than anything Ryan could imagine. Before all Ryan had left to give was his absence. He remembers when they were lying next to each other by Spencer's grandma's pool, and Spencer had said, we should get married so that we're always together. And Ryan had said, with all the worldliness of someone who just turned 13, boys can't get married, they have commitment ceremonies. And Spencer says, okay, let's commit. What, you don't want to? Ryan is stunned, kind of, because, like, People don't just say what they're feeling like this. Ryan, even at 13, he knew how relationships worked. But Spencer looks really hopeful. And Ryan thinks it would be nice to really belong to, well, to someone. To Spencer. And whatever, it's not like it's real. Except it could be. Ryan's emotions are a mess. Spencer grabs him by the wrist and hauls him into the house where it's dark and cool, and he shivers a little. But Spencer's skin is hot, and Ryan's heart is beating out of his chest. That's what he remembers. He remembers his heart beating so hard that he could see it. He wishes he could remember what they said, how it went, what they promised each other. But whatever it was, it wasn't enough. Because they grew up and had girlfriends. Well, girlfriends and Pete Wentz. And then Spencer fell in love with Brendan and Ryan left. Except, if Spencer never fell in love with Brendan, then Ryan didn't just leave the band. Didn't just leave Panic and the music he didn't want to keep making. He actually, for real, left Spencer. No wonder Brendan hates him. And then they somehow get back together and are in love forever, the end!